Amen. Mama got the one who is very affectionate to everyone. So, you know the rules and regulations. What are those? How many rounds in town? Come on, next. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Adhipati. Adhipati means king. So you should be king. What is the business of king? So where you shall rule? You cannot say? Where you will rule? You will rule over your senses. Come on. Hare, you know how to rule? The rules, you do not know? Four rules? Yeah, there is a ruling. Yeah. Then you become king. Come on, next. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Prach. Prach. Yes. Prach means one of the directions. Come on. You know the rules and regulations? Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Pududa. There was a very powerful king. His name was Puru. He was a devotee. And the same thing. To become a ruler of the senses. Come on. We are all ruled by the senses. Senses dictate and we follow. This is the general condition. And we have to become ruler of the senses. Then it is accepted. Generally, people are ruled by the senses. My sense says, please take me to the cinema, the eyes. I immediately go and stand there 3 hours for the ticket. So I am ruled by the senses. And when you will be strong enough, the eyes will say, please take me to the cinema. And you will say, no, you cannot go to the cinema. Then you are ruler. So one is Godas. Godas means servant of the senses. And one is Goswami, master of the senses. That is the difference between Goswami and Godas. Go means senses. When we are servant of the senses, then we are in the material world. And when you are master of the senses, then you are in the spiritual. Oh, praise. Yoga. Next. Indriyani. Indriyani, the queen of Lord Indra. Hare Krishna. Come on. You know the little thing like this? Next. Hare Krishna. Pratish. One of the dead. Who are up? Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Means spotless, where there is no dirty things. You know the rules and regulations? Yes. If you follow the rules and regulations, then there will be no dirt. Hare Krishna. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. Our this process is simply to make the mind dirtyless. Our mind is full of dirty things. This chanting of Hare Krishna means Cheta Dharpana Marjanam, cleansing the heart. And as soon as one is cleansed of the heart, the pure consciousness comes, then he is liberated. Bhava Mahadavagni Nitbapanam. All problems solved immediately. Due to misunderstanding of our position, we have created so many dirty things. Is there? Mandalesha. Mandalesha. Mandalesha means a leader. Leader of a group. He's called Mandalesha. Not ordinary. A rogues group, but Vaishnav group. There are different kinds of groups. Naradevi. Naradevi means queen. Like Queen Victoria. Is that all right? Queen Victoria was very popular in British Empire. Krishna. Rishikesh. Rishikesh means the same thing, master of the senses. Rishik means senses. And Rishika Isha. Isha means ruler or master. So actually Rishikesh means Krishna. He is the master of the senses. And bhakti means Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Bhakti Ruchyate. Our Rishikesh means if we be under the control of Rishikesh, then these senses now being used for other purposes. Upadhi, dizziness. Just like one is very busy in his national work. When he is giving service to a designation, falsely thinking that I am this body is American, this body is India, this body is this. So under this false impression he is giving service. This is one stage. And when we are freed from this, all these false impressions, and give service to Krishna, that is our perfect state. So, Rishikesha means Rishikesha Das, to become the servant of the Rishikesha. Krishna is Rishikesha, so your name is Rishikesha Das. All right.